The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It's a beautiful day. I'm here at a great
beautiful
job.
Beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Yeah, surrounded by three other people who I love.
Boy, you struggle with that three, though. Is it me? When you think of people you love, am I the one that's hard to like get over the L word?
No, we have quite a history together.
I don't think he knows me well enough yet to have
I think you two have fast become really close.
You guys had dinner together with your sig others.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's... Yeah.
For the record, they were there.
Soup was almost spilled. Yeah. You bonded over that.
Oh my gosh, yes.
All these things are going right, and yet I'm still feeling teed off.
Oh my God, you gotta give me time. Okay, I'm almost there.
Be slower.
Here we go. I'm sorry.
With all the problems in the real world, tea, I don't care.
Whoa.
Since all the things that seem to bug him are so unfair.
You were not in my studio when we cut that, and even if you were, I would never allow you to cup one hand over an ear.
They put the one headphone on.
Who always does?
Artists.
Yeah, I don't know why, but they always do. Okay. Now Slacker's teed off.
Yeah, I'm starting the song over.
No!
And this time I'm singing it about me. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
So there's this phenomenon that happens. My children have even wanted to jump on board and be a part of it. I see it almost every day on my way into work where I'm driving and I see the cutest little girl or the cutest little boy. They've set up on the side of the road. They have a little table, a little sign, and they're selling lemonade. Now,
it's called a lemonade stand.
Yes.
Ah. Because you know what? Sometimes when life gives you lemons,
you gotta make lemonade.
Damn right.
Yes. So I see them all the time, and I've stopped before. I've been admonished for stopping. I've been told it's a little creepy when I just solo pull over. Hey, what you got? It's a little, you know.
I don't think so.
Is it?
If you don't say it like that, it's okay.
Yeah. And if you just swing a door open or the hatchback and go like, there's some Snickers in the back there if you want to jump on in there and all.
They go perfect together.
I've got a question.
Yeah.
When you stop, do you drink the lemonade?
We're getting it. So
okay.
You're
fantastic.
It's like, see, she knows me. She
you guys
gets
are best
me,
friends.
And this is why we've, okay. So I want to stop. I want to support the kids. My kids have asked about running a lemonade, starting a business. It's great. I have no problem. I'm not like
starting
a business.
Now you're just talking.
We'll franchise
silly.
It.
Yeah.
All of that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But the reason I don't stop isn't because I might look like a creeper.
Okay.
I can't control that. I look, you know. It's because they give you a little cup, usually a solo cup, with no lid. No lid, no straw, no anything. And it's like, I got to get back in my car. I don't want to just carry
Please
this cup.
Please tell me you have more than this.
No.
This is...
No.
So hold on, we're giving you time on this massive 100,000-watt radio station.
Erica nailed. How come Erica got it?
No.
I've known you guys for years, and Erica knew ahead of time.
No, no.
That's not what she was going with.
She was worried about the kids who mix it with their
hands,
whole arms.
Yeah, they just they played with worms, and then they mixed it.
Right, and they're wiping their nose, and then they're like, gotta mix the lemonade, and their whole elbow, like up to their elbow.
I'm also just not a mixing lemonade kind of person. I don't like powdered drinks.
Okay, well, what do you want these kids to do?
Well, if they whip out the Simply Lemonade, or they actually use their
Simply
little
lemonade, the
no,
point
they gotta
is to make,
make it.
It.
Yeah.
Why is that the point?
Because
we're trying to turn a profit here. I don't want your nasty Crystal Light. That stuff tastes like. Blech.
But it's about. Didn't any of you do this as kids?
No.
I don't know if I ever ran any.
I couldn't.
Oh my
gosh. I know you'd have to pull the right permits. You have to have the health department out. They have to inspect your table. They have to look for.
Make sure you're not mixing with your whole arm.
Yeah, rodent feces, whatnot.
My gosh.
Yeah, there's rules. I was very much a rule follower when I was little. Which is why
so
I'm not
was
anymore.
I, but my sisters put me in a wheelbarrow and tied ribbons in my hair and said, "Come get your lemonade." I'm dead serious. On the side of a very
so
busy road.
So you were
road.
The advertisement?
Yeah, I was little. I remember it. But wait, so you're teed off simply about lids and straws?
I'm teed off because you leave me an... If I do pull over and I want to support this business, this young person, now I have to stand there and chug the lemonade. And that's not what I want to do.
Chug it in a Dixie cup?
Yes, I have to stand there. You got to mingle.
It's a shot glass.
There might be other people around
you
also drinking.
You have to mingle?
Mingle with the other weirdos sipping around, standing around drinking the lemonade. Put a lid on it. Put a... Everything... Everyone gets their drinks to go. That's what it is. Everyone has to go
and
coffee,
you get back
iced coffee.
In the car, right?
Yes. After I drive.
Do you
after
have.
After I pull over, yeah. Because I'm never walking. I'm always driving and I see them.
Do you have cup holders in your car?
I do, yeah.
It can still slosh, Aaron. I am on his side
take
if he really needs this.
Sip. Also, you shouldn't be teed off. This is a business opportunity for your children. Lemonade stand with to go cups.
That's
do you understand?
It's like you know me.
No, but here
that was my next thing. Put advertise. I don't care what kind of lemonade. I don't care hand squeeze. Put advertise. We'll give you a straw and a lid. We'll give you a lid.
So you guys are
put
mad
that
at
on the sign.
You guys are mad at me for suggesting Simply Lemonade because it cuts into your profit.
It's not about the profit.
Oh, a second ago kids, was about the profit.
No, the kids need to learn how to make the lemonade.
You have to put in the work, not. Scheme
not just
and
buy it
yeah.
and sell it. Oh. That is not how this goes. Mm.
See, I don't care about that. I'm putting a 20 in no matter what. I don't care. I just
right.
don't want
so
to spill it in my car.
My point is this. Anytime I have hit the kid lemonade stand with my car mm-hmm. just yeah. to watch them scatter drill, especially yeah. the little girl in the wheelbarrow.
That was you.
No, I don't even drink it. I know the lemonade's going to be butt. So you don't drink it. It's just about, aren't you guys cute? Here you go. Keep your stupid arms. Like spun.
Mm, so you don't even take it?
No, gross.
Oh, I would want you to take it if I was that kid.
Why?
Because then you're telling me my lemonade looks bad.
Then I dump it out in front of you.
Yeah, it's like,
why?
I don't it's like kicking it while they're down.
Okay, so what do you want the answer to be? You want there to be an ordinance in the city and county?
Yeah, I think this is a missed part of the business okay. plan to market correctly to people who are going to be pulling over and drinking your lemonade in the cars.
Can I make a suggestion? Mm-hmm. What if we as a show band together and we make little Slacker Show cups and we print them? And if you're having a lemonade stand, cups with lids.
Please.
Yeah,
yes.
And
yes.
a straw.
And not a straw, just a straw hole. They can okay. buy their own damn straws.
Absolutely, you're right, sir.
Just the weird little sphincter thing.
Or like the
thing,
iced coffee, you know, with coffee. The little,
what did you just call it?
A little sphincter thing. What do you call it?
I hate that.
What is it called? What is it called when it's still there, but you just cut a little diamond shape in it?
I don't know.
I bet it's called a sphincter. It's called a straw sphincter on the top of a...
I don't like this.
You tell
what
me...
What is a straw hole called? No. This isn't right.
But we could make them.
Yeah.
And then you say, hey, next Saturday at Parker and Arapaho, I'm setting my kids up the most dangerous intersection known to man.
Straw slot. Or a drinking spout.
I think sphincter works too.
Yeah, sphincter. It okay. helps with spelling
anyway,
for the kids.
Anyway, you're setting them up where?
Oh. 470 in Cottonwood. If you're sitting on the little intersection with a little spanging kind of cardboard sign, we'll bring you the cups. And then you can...
Hey, don't make this promise yet. We do not have cups.
No, but we could.
Oh, by Saturday?
Not this Saturday. Give us a couple weeks to get
okay,
our sphincters
okay.
ready.
No!
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.
9.